Hello, this is Dr. Yevgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on patient Helena Harris, date of birth 9/4/1955, date of procedure October 18, 2020. Physician is Yevgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Deanna Carr, Dr. Deanna Carr. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication, screening for colon cancer, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description, procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as a possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, well explained to the patient period. Patient was brought to endoscopy, so you placed in the left lateral position, sedated in anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care period. Sedural rectal exam is normal, well lubricated, Olympus video, colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal or vasiliocecal valve and confidence of ulcers. Period. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, spondylic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum period. Valve prep was good. The Boston valve prep score was 9/3-3-3 period. Patient tolerated procedure well without any complication. Withdrawal time was over 9 minutes. Findings. A sessile hepatic flexure polyp was noted. And removed with cold biopsy polypectomy, period. This was approximately 5 millimeters inside. There was sigmoid colon diverticulosis, and there was non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids noted. Plan, number one, follow biopsy pathology, number two, high-fiber diet with fiber supplementation is needed, number three, surveillance colonoscopy in 5 years. Number four, follow-up in office visit as previously scheduled.